Amen.
Amen.
As we work for God and we serve Him, it is important to serve Him with expectation. Amen.
Amen.
And one of the things you should expect, one thing you should be on the lookout for as you serve God is His reward. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says anyone who comes to God should know that He is. These are very basic things you should know about God, that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
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 So the God we serve is not an ungrateful God.
Amen.
Yes, He rewards us. He sees your work and He rewards your work. Amen.
Amen.
He rewards your work. He makes sure that everything you do for Him receives a certain reward. He's a rewarder. That's very basic. Two things you should know about God. Anybody who comes to Him, that the first thing is that He is. Amen. He is. You see, must believe that He is. And then the next is that He is a rewarder. Amen. So I believe that as we live here and we work well, God is going to reward us. And yesterday, Bishop told us certain rewards we should expect. Amen.
Amen.
And basically, when you work well, you should expect to be rewarded with more work. Amen.
Amen.
And it comes in different forms. And he took us through a few of them. You know, one of them is in Matthew 25, 21. You see, the Lord said to him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Matthew 25, 21. "Thou hast been faithful over a few things." Amen. So that means that we should expect to start ministry not with big things. Amen. When you see someone who is sitting by a big church, when you see someone who is pastoring a big church, you know, don't be in a hurry to have what he has, to have what she has. It's good to admire, but don't admire so longingly that you fail to see that God will not start you off with what you are looking at. Mm-hmm. He will start you off with a few things. A few things. So all of us should expect that God is going to watch how you take care of two members. How you take care of a member. Somebody assigned to you to follow up. Somebody assigned to you to, you know, to shepherd, to help the person to come to church. God is watching. And when you do well with two members and with one member, then he will make you a ruler over many things. So one of the rewards we should all expect are many members. Yes. It's one of the things God gives people. Many. And many members, or a lot of what you are doing, doing more, is actually your entry into the joy of the Lord. Yes. To be a fulfilled and a happy Christian a fulfilled Christian, to be happily serving God, you need to see many things. When you are persistently overseeing small things, you are never happy. It becomes the beginning of your temptation to even stop what you are doing. Yeah, I told a pastor recently, I said, you are tempting me to sack you, but I will not sack you. Yes, I will let you stay there and suffer. I could see that he was luring me to take a decision. That, no, you know, you are not doing well, so move from there and let somebody come. But I told him, you will stay there, and he's still there. Yeah. He's not happy, but he's there. Yeah, because when you don't do ministry, and for that matter, by extension, anything in life, you know, you must frown upon persistently small things. Anything which is in small amounts must not make you happy for a long time. You start small, but it is very important. You see, everyone deserves to enter into the joy of the Lord. And that joy is many things. Many things. Many members. If you are here, your church has 60 members. You can pastor 600 members. I'm telling you. You can pastor 500 members. Even if your hall can take a maximum of 150 chairs, you can have 4 services on Sunday. Yes. Or there's a ban on multiple services in there. Not on. I need to know. I'm not from here, so I need to know that there's a ban. Yeah. If there's no ban, then you must look. You see, by our upbringing and our very nature, especially as Africans, we are very happy with small things. Very little makes us happy. So you see that when a black person is doing something, if the person is not guided in a certain way, he will fall back, he will plateau and stagnate very, very soon and very easily. Yes. Small things make us very happy very early. But a shepherd or a pastor should expect many things. It is one of God's plans for you. Yes. The same way you are expecting a beloved as God's plan for you, or a car or prosperity. You know the things you are expecting, that as a child of God, God must try and do something like that for you. You must add to that list many things. Many members, many songs, many people to visit. Yes, do not be happy with doing small things for a long. You see, things that are small will not automatically become big. There is a sense in which small things. How many years ago? Just a few, some. Is it 20 or so years ago? We were just 6 members in the upper room. Is it 30 years? About 20 something years. 24 years. 6 members in the upper room. Look at us. 6 has become 6,000. It's a good place to clap your hands. Just 20 years down the line, 6 people in a room. Look at what we have today. Are we 6? Are we 60? Are we 600? No, we are a lot. We count in thousands. So there's a sense in which you can also expect that what was six before will become 6,000. What was little will become big. What was a little seedling will become a great tree. Not so, yes. But that expectation is not automatic. If you don't have respect for working properly, you'll be surprised that small things can remain small forever. Yes. Growth is not automatic. I know I have a pastor who has been with a church, a lighthouse church, for 10 years and cannot count 40 members. Yes, in a place like Accra, where somebody has 800 members, where somebody has 1,000 members, where somebody is pastoring 2,000 members, where somebody has 3,000 members, after 10 years, he cannot count 40 members. You need to have a mind to work very hard and expect that whatever is little in your hands must become great, must become big. It's because God's reward is that you were given a few things, not so, but it must become many things. Many things. Now, for that to happen, you must be someone who works very hard. Very hard. We've seen our father. He's come from a camp. Pulpit to pulpit. To pulpit to pulpit to pulpit. To pulpit. Constantly preaching. But you find shepherds who have a romantic view of the ministry. A romantic view. It's like the ministry is just flowers and clouds and singing and nice things. That is why many of our things are small. Ministries, branches. There are branches here that should have sat 200 members, but are 40 now. And the reason is that, first of all, we do not know. You see, God is a rewarder, and He is waiting to reward you with many members. I tell you, when you see your sister with a lot of members, it doesn't mean she's special. She has done something, and that something is she has worked. Faithfully. That word faithful, thou hast been faithful over a few things, means you have persistently stayed with and worked on a few things. God always rewards us with many things. More work, more members, more of everything. But you see, why is it that what we are doing is small after 5 years? There must be some problem. And the problem is that one of the things plaguing us is laziness. Not wanting to roll up your sleeves and work very hard. The books are there. The books are there. We know we must pray. We know we must visit. We know, you see, the work that will be given to you will be what will be the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is the many members you are going to have. Many members. So I want us, as we hear these wonderful things and are taught these powerful points, to understand that you also deserve many members. That your destiny is not 50 members. There's nobody God has asked for you. You are going to pastor only 10 members or 20 members forever. So let us expect the reward. The reward of one day seeing whatever you are doing becoming big. Yes, becoming big. Don't worry if everybody's own is small. As for you, expect a reward of many, many things, many members, a lot of things. And that is what God is waiting to do for us. Our 5,000 member camp or shepherd camp that we are going to have is possible. I say it's possible. And it's not just only time that will give us the members. When everybody sitting here, even already, if everybody decides to win 2 members and bring them up very well to become shepherds, we are 5,000 already in a camp. Already. Everybody has 2 members that is bringing up, she's bringing up to be a shepherd. Already we have the 5,000. But it takes work. May God help us to become hardworking. May God help us to roll up our sleeves. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, to work very hard. And I believe that God is going to bless us. Clap your hands for Jesus tonight. Many things. Many, many things. One day you'll be pastoring 100 members. Many. Keep clapping your hands. Many things. Many, many things. We are going to see 1,000 member churches in North America. Are we not tired of 80 members and 120? It's great. We thank God. But you can also have 1,000 people in your church. Or is it banned? Is there a ban on 1,000 people meeting in one room in North America? 1,000 people shouldn't meet in one room. You can meet. You are the one going to pastor those 1,000 people. Yes. You will pastor them one day. You deserve it. Don't you have 1,000 member churches in North America? A lot of them. So you are joining that league. I said you are joining that league. Yes, the real mega big church. That when you come to First Love Accra, you see, you will have your own cool here in America. Yes. Clap your hands for Jesus. And shout for Jesus. And clap for Jesus. Clap for yourself because you are going to do big things. And let's welcome Ida!